Let's go back to talking about Islam, the untold story. Mohammed Ansar joins me. Mohammed, of course, I suppose the anniversary of 9/11 focuses people's minds as well, and it may not be fair to condemn all Muslims. Well, it isn't fair to condemn all Muslims for this sort of behaviour. I mean, Christianity, in its historical past, has done some pretty appalling and disgusting things. I can't understand still why religion allows itself. If religion is about a belief in a better life, a better way of living, why so many appalling acts are carried out in the name of religion?
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's say that you have an LBC staff manual. And we're told to live. I'm sure you do. I'm sure HR would be horrified if you didn't have an LBC manual. And let's say
I've not read it myself.
Yeah, I think you should say that. You've probably signed something to say you have. And let's say that says, let's behave nicely. Let's play well together in the sand pit. We won't be sexist or discriminate or have to do training and have our wrists slapped and go to an employment tribunal and lots of good practice. And then suddenly I walk into your studio and you take one look at me and go, oh, he's a bit of all right, and you pinch my bum. Now, other than Mrs. Ansar being horrified with that...
Mrs. Whale wouldn't be very pleased about it, I have to tell you.
Well, the point is, you've just decided on a whim to throw out the values and what you've subscribed to as being an employee or working for LBC. Now, so the question you're really asking me is, why are people a bit stupid sometimes? And I think it's a great question. Why don't they follow their religion and beliefs? If Christians are told to turn the other cheek, why not turn the other cheek?
Yep.
If Muslims are told by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to that extremism is forbidden, which it is in Islam. He says, don't go to extremes. And he actually curses those who go to extremes in Islam. How can we have Muslims going to extremes? These are quite big, deep, philosophical, I would say, geopolitical issues as well, because you have to look at the state of Islam over the last 100 years.
Isn't the point of this that Tom Holland has looked at some of the things that some Muslims follow in this program, which are exposed, if you like, by other Muslims, that this is not part of their religion, but part of a side shoot of the religion that some people have misunderstood?
I don't know. I really don't buy that. The caller you had on earlier, Samir, who actually said he was quite happy with what I'm saying, so thank you for that. But I didn't agree with what he said either. Now, there is a whole aspect of this tradition called the Hadith, which are the sayings and the examples of the Prophet. But effectively, when you look at them, they are actually a book, a collection, and many books and many libraries full of books of authenticated witness statements. So this is testimony from people who said, I was with the Prophet today and he did such and such. And those have been rigorously... Tom, in his book, goes to length to say, well, Muslim scholars spent years and years and years rigorously authenticating these and throwing out anything that's questionable, even if they question the character of the person who was reporting that witness statement.
All right. Now, listen, Mo, we're going to take another break because that's the way it is on Drive. We're going to come back and talk some more after the news, so don't go away. Also, a number of calls who've seen the programme as well, which we'll talk to too. So thank you for that. If you want to join us, 0845 60 60 973, we will run this on past the top of the hour as well.
This is LBC 97.
So we're talking about Tom Holland's Channel 4 show, Islam, the Untold Story. It sparked more than 2,000 complaints when it was broadcast, and a screening to the media has been cancelled because of death threats. With me, Mohammed Ansar, Muslim commentator, friend of Tom Holland. Although I'm getting the feeling, Mo, that you are not really very keen on what Tom did with this programme.
Look, to be honest, James, I think his book was great. His lectures were great. I mean, he does this little thing in Wiltshire. It's like Glastonbury for history geeks. And he gave a great lecture on his book and his view of Islam. And personally, he's incredibly balanced. He's a lovely chap. He talks in really reverential terms about the history of Islam. It's just all of that stuff went out the window when he made this programme. And that's where the problem is.
What was so bad about this programme?
It was completely unbalanced. When we look at the history, Tom says that the origins of Islam are a black hole. We don't know anything. And he relies on very biased, very prejudiced, and to be honest with you, completely discredited Orientalist historians like Patricia Crone, who come with a lot of propaganda that they are trying to peddle. They're selling an idea. They're selling an idea. Now, this is, you know, beyond and should be well beyond Tom, because he is a very respected historian and he's published some really good works. When somebody like Glenn Bowersock says in The Guardian that he's been irresponsible and unreliable in his book, when you say to an academic, a historian, you've ignored Gibbon's view of history, you've ignored people like French scholars like Robin and De Roche, when you say that you've when you're actually relying on revisionist historians who've been discredited for the best part of 100 years, you've got a problem on your hands.
All right. Let's get some callers on as well. Mo, stay with me. We'll talk to them. Sarah's in Mitcham. Sarah, your views. You've seen the programme.
Yes, I have. Hello, Ben. Hello, Mo as well. Hi. I'd just really quickly like to say that I have seen the programme. I am a Muslim myself, a Sunni Muslim. I have read all of the hadiths. I've read all of the books by Paul, by Muhammad, Hussein. I've read all of them. And I've also read the hadiths as well. And I think Mo had put it quite nicely just previously about the hadiths, so I won't go into that. But I just want to say the title of the programme, The Untold Story, there was nothing actually untold in that. I watched the programme with a lot of excitement, the same way I would watch Friends, Gypsy Weddings. I did not take it personally at all, because he's someone who writes about history, and I mean, I didn't take it offensive at all. He went right back to where he thought he had the right picture, but he actually didn't. And sometimes they do get it wrong. I just didn't take it personally at all, and I think it's a little bit of a shame that we can't watch the second part, because I want to see what else he's got to say. And I just feel that also towards the end of his programme, when the camera was just going around, he summarised and said there is actually nothing here. So that should have really been the answer to him, to suggest that actually, where did the Quran, where did our Prophet, peace be upon him, come from? If there was actually nothing here, how did he get all of that information? That should have been his answer, because he's turning around, looking around everywhere, thinking there's nothing here. And that's what he concluded on. And I think he's a very intelligent man. I don't know him personally as Mo does, but it sounds like it was his view about
you
Islam.
You weren't offended, Sarah. You didn't
no,
complain.
No, absolutely not. And I would not complain, because it's I've read about Christianity, I've read about Judaism, I've read about every other religion out there, because that's my interest. Now, if he's opened his doors to Islam in this manner, that's his way in. At least he's been exposed to it. He's got a lot of research to do, but a lot of historians aren't always right, which is why up to this day we are still writing about history.
Okay, Sarah, I want to bring some more callers in. You think it was right to show this program?
I don't think there was nothing wrong with it. Absolutely. Right. I mean, it could have had better structure, but I don't think there was anything wrong with it, to be honest with you. And I don't want to offend anybody with this. I'm a Sunni Muslim myself, and I've read the whole translation of the Quran
Sarah, thank you for that. Let me move on. Let me ask Rids from Hounslow what you think about it. You saw the program too. Did you think it was offensive or not?
Hi, James. Well, what I think is that I didn't actually think it should have been shown, only because, as Mohammed said, you know, there's a lot of things that Tom mentioned that is factually incorrect. Now, I mean, the reason why I complain about this program is the line of work that I do. In the weekends, for example, I work with kind of local communities where I live to kind of talk to other people about Islam, to kind of get people understanding about the religion a bit more, because there's so much kind of tension around the religion, etc. And then what this program does is comes in with a lot of untrue facts, and you know, it tells people a different story, which is just untrue. And then, you know, I will have to go back and then tell these people who I work with, look, this is actually incorrect. This is, you know, I'll try and, you know, spend a lot of time trying to, you know, back everything
Let's bring Mohammed in. Mm-hmm. Mohammed, you heard Sarah. She said she's a Sunni Muslim. She wasn't offended by this program. She would like to see the next part of this. But here, Rids, he complained. He doesn't think this should have been shown.
I think you're going to get different sort of opinions on this kind of stuff. I mean, I can understand.
Says to me, it's fairly well balanced in that case.
Well, no, it's not well balanced at all. And I think that your second caller makes a really, really important point. Somebody who is generally pretty ignorant about Islam, and we can go on about the state of the education system, because I do quite a lot in education on a local level and a regional and national level. But part of the difficulty you've got is we don't understand that there has been a 600 or even 1,000 years of Muslim contribution to the West. And we're not taught this in school. Kids go to school, they come out the other end, they say, well, what's Islam got to do with me? They're just these kind of ethnic minorities who are coming in, and they conflate immigration, they conflate economic downturn, they conflate terrorism, they conflate extremism, and they point to Islam and say, well, this is the issue. Well, clearly that's not the issue. And for anybody who is, I would say, averagely ignorant, if that isn't too weird a way of putting it, for these people who watch this program, they'll say, well, that kind of makes sense. It's all murky, it's all unclear, it's all a mystery. When actually it's not a mystery. And for the program,
well, religion's a mystery, isn't it? I mean, that's how religion manages to keep its people interested, because nobody can actually tell whether it's right or wrong, because you've got to have a faith. That's a whole part of faith. You've got to have a faith and a belief in something that isn't tangible.
I think some religions are a mystery, and I think some are absolutely crystal clear. I think Islam, particularly for me, I've approached it from a rationalist, scientific point of view. I approach it as a skeptic, and it's answered all my questions. As a relatively reasonable bloke, I think, I've looked at it and I've thought, well, it answers all the questions I've got. For me, it's not a blind leap of faith. I know some religions are, and some ask an awful lot of their adherents to do that. But for the average person who watched this programme who isn't well-educated on Islam, they would have been completely misinformed. And I think this is where the danger is.
All right. We've come up to the end of an hour, believe it or not, Mohammed. Will you come into the studio sometime in the future and we'll talk more about this?
Of course I will.
All right, mate. Good to talk. Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely. Cheers. Thanks.